Well, Jack, you started your first-class career, or your county championship career, with Durham with a half century at Scarborough last year against Yorkshire. You nearly got there again today.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be another memory. Like, I was on when Rushy got out and Bunny came in. I thought, Jesus, it's going to be exactly the same as last year, getting 50 with Bunny, but didn't do that.
Yeah. I think the fact that you thought you were probably going to run out of partners was the driving force behind your decision to try and go after the bowler, was it?
Yeah, I just thought, why, beginning of the over, try and get a couple of boundaries in, beginning of the over, and then get down the other end, give Bunny at least two balls to face, and then just try and score as many runs as I can and put our team in a good position.
How difficult was it to bat out there today? Because it was only really you and Mark Stoneman who managed to get some runs on the board. Everybody else struggled. And what we often see at this time of year is when you've had a load of T20 matches and one-day cup games with a white ball, coming back and adjusting to playing with a red ball, there's often a bit of a hangover, and has been a struggle with the bat and the white ball recently as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, it is difficult coming back into red ball. Cricket obviously swings a lot longer and does a bit more off the pitch. But I think there's a bit in the pitch that if you hit good areas, you get rewards, and I think Pato bowled really well today, and obviously the lads will be wishing they grafted a bit more, but sometimes you've got to take your hats off to the bowling side and say well done.
It was interesting because I think at lunchtime the conversation generally in the press room was, why have Yorkshire put Durham in? This looks like a good track to bat on. And then just after lunch he'd taken 4 wickets in a row, and suddenly the game had turned on its head.
Yeah, done a lot more than anyone expected. Obviously, when we looked at it this morning, we were like, bad. Good wicket. And then after the start we just thought it was a very good wicket, but Pato bowled really well, stuck to his strengths, hit good areas, and he got the rewards.
172, it's not good though, is it? You've left a few runs out there, haven't you, as a team?
Yeah, but I think there's enough in the wicket to create a lot of chances tomorrow. So bowl good areas, create chances, get us in a good position, second innings.
Good final couple of overs from Chris Rushworth, who's finished with 4 tonight, but crucially Alex Lees, who was looking quite comfortable on 71, suddenly bowled in the penultimate over from Chris tonight, and that's a big wicket. And then they lost the night watchman, same over as well, and they are 43 runs behind with 6 of their wickets remaining, but you've got yourselves back in with a shout there, haven't you?
Yeah, Lees was batting really well. Big wicket, obviously, he was playing aggressively as well, so he took the game to us. Thought he batted really well, good to watch, but obviously, to get him last over the day is very crucial, and in a good position to go hard tomorrow morning.
Who do you think shaded today then? Do you think it's been Yorkshire's day generally?
Yeah, Yorkshire have put themselves in a good position to go into tomorrow, and they started the first day very well, but there's still a lot of cricket to be played, and we're backing our skills to get back in the game.
Thanks, mate.
No worries.